The songwriter Harold Arlen was born 100 years ago today. He's not as well known as some of his contemporaries like Irving Berlin, but you probably know his songs, as Jeff London reports.
Harold Arlen isn't exactly unsung. He wrote the music for this. And you know this tune.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Arlen wrote this melody.
You got to accentuate the positive.
And this one.
My mama done told me when I was in Nepan. My mama done told me, son.
One reason you might not know Harold Arlen's name is that he spent much of his career in Hollywood, where the names of songwriters flashed by very quickly on the screen. And, says singer Michael Feinstein,
Harold worked with a lot of different collaborators. He didn't work on Broadway consistently, and those two factors also contribute to his anonymity.
He certainly wasn't unknown in the music world. Arlen consistently worked with some of the best lyric writers in the business. Yip Harburg, with whom he wrote the score to The Wizard of Oz, Ira Gershwin, and Johnny Mercer. Mercer told CBS News in 1964 that part of the reason Harold Arlen didn't have a higher profile is that he was shy.
I think a person who wants adulation and acclaim, publicity, gets it. And Harold Arlen avoids it.
The somewhat retiring but always impeccably dressed Arlen started out as a performer. He sang in the synagogue with his father, a well-known cantor in Buffalo, New York. But his real affinity was for jazz. Arlen's adopted son, Sam, says his grandparents rented the bottom floor of their house to a black family.
And my grandparents very much encouraged Harold to spend time with the family, with the children, learn about other cultures, musically. Harold's ears were open to these sounds and styles and different type of music.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy.
After making a name for himself with Get Happy, a song he wrote while playing piano for dance rehearsals, Arlen landed a job writing songs for Harlem's legendary Cotton Club and for Broadway reviews.
I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, down around the river.
Arlen was known for his bluesy, unconventional melodies. They didn't follow standard pop song structures. He called them tapeworm melodies because they could wind their way anywhere. Arlen wrote anywhere, anytime. He always carried music manuscript paper in his pocket, what he called his jotter. On CBS, he recalled one episode in his agent's office.
Over the teletype machine came Let's Fall in Love, must be title of picture, need song, same title. And I excused myself. And I went into the gents' room, which was nearby, the place I could go, took out my jotter and put down exactly what you know, the first eight bars of Let's Fall in Love.
Let's fall in love. I shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it?
Around the same time, Arlen came up with another tapeworm melody that no lyricist was willing to touch, as Yip Harburg told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
It was turned down by a lot of people who thought it was too hard. Played it for George Gershwin. Gershwin said, "Why don't you come down to simplicity, Harold?"
But Harburg found the right words to fit the melody, which became Last Night When We Were Young. Arlen told several friends it was his favorite song, and he recorded it in 1955.
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago, last night.
Arlen's sometimes melancholy, wistful melodies reflected his own bittersweet personal life. He married Anya Taranda, a beautiful model and chorus girl, against his parents' wishes. She wasn't Jewish. After several happy years together, she began showing signs of serious mental illness. Anya was in and out of institutions for the rest of her life, says singer Margaret Whiting.
It took its toll on him because he loved her very much. And he used to love jokes, and he had this great laugh. But you'd see him when the conversation got away from him. He'd be looking at people, and he kind of was beyond the room.
Still, Arlen found solace in writing songs.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine.
His work was introduced by some of the greatest singers of the 20th century, including Whiting, Judy Garland, and Lena Horne. Singer Bobby Short says the composer was no slouch either.
Nobody sang Harold's songs quite the way he sang them, and he sang his songs brilliantly. A clear, sweet voice and wonderful sense of rhythm, brilliant enunciation, and he was just into it, you know.
Oh, bye-bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland.
Harold Arlen died on April 23, 1986. 2 days later, the New York Times reported an unusual phenomenon. Brilliant rainbows arcing across the sky. It was the day Harold Arlen was buried. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can find 10 of Harold Arlen's classic songs at NPR.org. A documentary about him is airing on NPR member stations. It's hosted by our own Susan Stamberg. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skinner.